And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. I'm your host for this program. It's going to be a good one. Get ready. Fasten your seat belts. Here we go. Yes, today I'm going to take some time to answer some questions that I got, email questions. And they're very, very good questions and the kind of questions a lot of people have. So let's get started with our first question. This question comes from a reader, a listener, a visitor, who says, you know, my life isn't working out. Everywhere I turn, I seem blocked. It's like there's something blocking me from being a success. Earlier in my life, I had issues, quite a few issues, did some wrong things, but I've cleaned my act up. I'm married now, happily married, but financially we're not doing so good, and I'm blocked in every direction I turn. And so I guess I'm wondering, first of all, is there such thing as a curse? Could I be possibly cursed? Why am I blocked? That's basically the question, okay? Now, I paraphrased it a little bit, but I get a lot of questions like that. A lot, okay? People feel like they're blocked. Well, here's part of the answer. Okay, here's part of the answer. Okay, first of all, life is an adventure. And there's a mystery to life. There's a lot of things we don't know. We just don't know. But we do know that the good Lord is in charge. And there is a plan for the human race. And he has a plan for individual people. Okay? Now, why is it that some people have a lot of money and some don't have any? Okay? And why is it that some people, everything they do seems to work out just great, and other people, it seems like nothing works out, okay? Well, those are the extremes. Most of us are in the middle. You know, if you look carefully at your life, you say, well, I'm blocked here, and this is not working out, and I'm not successful, I didn't get that job, and I didn't get the person that I like to go out on a date with me, and I can't seem to save any money, and this and that. Okay, well, but if you look carefully at your life, you're somewhere in the middle. You're not at the extreme. Okay, some things you do work out okay. You know, I mean, you're still alive. Okay, you're still alive. All right, so there's still hope. You can still do things. So maybe some things will work out. But what's the most important thing of all? The most important thing is your soul, the salvation of your soul. That's the most important thing. What did Christ say? What profits it a man or woman if he or she gain the whole world and lose their soul? Okay, now that's the Messiah saying that. So if he says that, you better take note and don't forget to remember what he said. What profits it a person if he or she gains the whole world but loses her soul? So keep a perspective on things, okay? Another thing I'll never forget is J. Paul Getty, who at one time was the richest man in the world. He was a multi-millionaire. At that time, $1 million was a lot, okay? He was a richest man in the world. And he said, hey, he said two things that are very interesting. The first thing he said is, hey, every morning I get up, I can only put on one shirt, one tie, one jacket, see? So what good is it going to do me to have 100 or 1,000 jackets? All I need is one shirt and one jacket, see? So even a poor person can have one shirt and one jacket, see what I mean? And the other thing he said at one point, he said, I would trade all my wealth. I would trade all my wealth for a happy marriage. Okay, so if you have a happy marriage, or I mean a decent marriage, then count your blessings. Count your blessings. All All right, now we'll go into a little deeper aspect of this issue about being blocked after this very, very important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. I'm answering a question that somebody sent to me, and they said, why am I blocked? You know, I can't seem to make money. I can't seem to save money. Financially, I'm not doing so well. Things aren't working out for me. Has God turned from me, or am I cursed? Is there such thing as a curse? So I'm answering the question. And I said, don't forget, the most important thing is the salvation of your soul. That's number one. Then number two, if you lead God willing, a peaceful life. You know, a life where you have time to stop and smell the roses, where you have time for fellowship with other people, where you have time to think about things and ponder the meaning of life and things like that. If you have such occasions in your life, then you are a very blessed person. Remember Albert Einstein, when he, after he got out of college, he the best job he could come up with. Well, he did a little teaching for a while, but then he became a clerk in a patent office. Remember that? In Switzerland, he became a clerk in a patent office. But he said that was one of the best times of his life right there, because he enjoyed his work as a clerk patent office, but then he had a lot of time to sit there and ponder things and think about things. Okay? It was a very simple and peaceful and quiet time of his life where he had time to come up with the theory of special relativity and the other ones that he came up with, okay? So just a simple job, okay, is not so bad. Okay, now let's get into it a little bit deeper. Now some people are blocked, they've blocked themselves, okay? So let's talk about the major blocks. What are the major blocks? The first one, which almost everybody is guilty, 99.99% of you out there are guilty of this. The minute I say it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Resentment. Resentment. Now, a lot of people think the resentment, people think I have a right to resent after what they did to me or what happened to me. They think they have a right to resent, so they do. They resent other people. Mostly that's what it is, resenting other people. See, but then they feel guilty for resenting other people because resentment is wrong. It is wrong. It's a little bit of hate. Okay? So, I'm quite certain that when Jesus said, resist not evil, overcome evil with good. When he said, resist not evil, I know what he meant. He meant, resent not evil. See, he warned us not to resent because it backfires on you. So don't resent other people. Don't hate other people and don't judge them. Don't secretly judge other people. It's okay to discern. If somebody does something that's not quite right or that's wrong or they're in error, it's okay to discern, but take away the pinch of resentment. Take away the pinch of judgment. You see what I mean? Okay, so we resent. But then for the guilt for resenting, we resented our dad for not being there for us. We resent our mom for being a nag or whatever. We resent our older brother for being a tease or a bully and our sister for teasing us. You see what I mean? The kids at school, we resent. See? We resent people that have more than us. And then eventually, what do? We turn the resentment on ourselves. That's what we do. And that leads to depression. We turn the resentment on ourselves, because out of guilt for resenting other people, we transfer it to ourselves. So then we say, well, I don't hate other people. I just hate myself. I just resent myself. Well, that's just as bad. Okay, because resentment has a constant value. And it doesn't matter what you resent. Whether you resent the cat you tripped over, or, you know, a dent in your car door, or your mom or your dad or your brother, resentment has the same negative effect emotionally and physically. Okay, so you've got to learn how to let go of resentment. I have a lot of materials on that subject. Also, learning blocks. Learning blocks are caused by resentment. A lot of kids, they go to school, and school is cruel. The teachers are cruel, and the other students are cruel. Okay? And the material is presented too fast or too slow, and it's pressured on them, and they resent. See? And the resentment causes a block. So a lot of people are blocked by resentment. If they start practicing my meditation, learn to give up resentment, they become unblocked, and then they become like beehives of activity. Okay, where before they couldn't do anything, now they can do a lot of things. Okay, so resentment, you have to watch out for that. Then, of course, there's anger. People are angry. Okay? And then the other problem is people don't follow their own intuition. They listen to what this guy said, or that guy, or this lady, or that lady said, or this expert, or this book writer. Instead of trying to quietly build a business very slowly and carefully, build a business, why, they want to make a quick buck. They want to make a lot of money now without working, see, so in a sense they're kind of lazy. So watch out for all those traps, okay? And the main one is watch out for resentment against anyone, even against God. A lot of people resent God, see? So watch for the resentment, let it go, get my meditation, I'll show you how to do that, okay? I'll be right back after this important announcement. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Got a suggestion for a program, a comment, or a question? Send your questions to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. All right, now I want to say just a little bit more about what we were talking about, which is a listener or a reader, a visitor to my website said, you know, why do I feel blocked? And he asked about curses. Well, you know, I don't believe so much in like individual curses. I don't feel like God curses a person, although he can. But for the most part, no. And I don't believe in curses from other people, putting a curse on you. I don't, you know, that's superstitious type stuff right there. However, I have to say this, and that is, first of all, the whole human race is under a curse. If you look, see, the whole human race is under a curse. Adam failed in the Garden of Eden. He failed. Okay, he disobeyed God. And they got kicked out of paradise. They were in paradise. They could have lived forever. Adam could have lived forever. Okay? And Eve. But they got kicked out of paradise. And then Adam, what? He had to work by the sweat of his brow, live a certain number of years, and then die. So Adam changed. He changed. Even physically he changed. So he would have to die. Now that's what we inherit. So you inherit this fallen body, fallen mind. Okay? You inherit the life that leads to death. That's all you have. You're born just like an animal with a life that leads to death. But the difference is you also have a soul, And there's a possibility of salvation. There's a possibility, okay, of life everlasting. There's a possibility of changing for the better instead of deteriorating, which most people do. It's possible to change for the better. Okay? And that's what you have to find in life. So you're a kid, you grow up, you're just a little ego, then you're a young person, you go to work, you earn a living, you get married, you have kids, all these types of things. But then, as the years go by, then, and especially in the second half of life, you begin to search for the purpose of your existence, see? Search for answers. Not everybody does, but some do, and of those who search sincerely, then they find, okay? So, you have that. And then the other thing is that God does reward people on this earth. Some people he rewards for obeying him, for being good, for being decent. He rewards them with blessings. Okay? He likes to do that. So if you leave a good life. See, but a lot of us, we've messed up. See, we hated our parents. We took drugs. We had promiscuous sex. See, we resented other people. See, we've been dishonest with people. We didn't care a bit about what's right. We looked for selfish advantage. So a lot of us spent many, many years living selfishly, unproductively, wastefully, even dangerously. Okay? So now, you're not all of a sudden, from one day to the next, going to be walking on water and blessed with great blessings. There's a period of time where you're going to have to go through some boot camp, have a change of ways, a change of heart, and start to live properly. And then some of the things that you did in the past will have to come off the assembly line. You'll need to see them, see what you did wrong, repent of it, okay? So past learning blocks, resentments, mistakes, see, even physical conditions that result from your improper and angry and hateful and lifestyle, you see what I mean, where you didn't eat right and you went around angry all the time and were ambitious, see? So all of those things have to be seen. And finally, I want to mention that there are some people that, see, so this world is basically Satan's world. There is salvation for those who love the Lord and who he helps, who God saves. See, but for everything else, it's all pretty much owned by Satan. See, Satan owns it. He has his way with the world. And that's why it's such a mess. Wars, famines, pestilence, cruelty, rape, murder, mayhem, everywhere you turn. See, in the neighborhood, in the family, in the country, between countries, it's nothing but violence and murder and rape and pillage and wars. And, see, cruelty to one person to another. And he's behind it all. Okay? So he does reward certain people. He picks certain people who become possessed, who become his pawns. You know, even as Hitler was, or Pol Pot, or Stalin, or Mao Zedong. See? Or other sociopaths, or psychopaths. They're his pawns. They do his bidding. They are possessed by him, and he rewards them. See? I'm sure there are certain musicians, see, that lead people astray, lead young people astray. He rewards them, you see. But they will have to answer to God at the very end. They will have to answer. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. And I spend a fair amount of time talking about success and about life and why some people are blocked. I spend a lot of time on it. If you are interested in the topic, you should listen to the program again because I condensed it down and put a lot there. There's a lot of insights there, a lot of food for thought. You listen to the program again and again, and each time you'll hear something new, something different. Okay? Might give you some excellent clues on what's gone wrong and how you can change things around. But now I want to talk about another subject. I'm going to talk now about another question I get from people. And a man writes in, he says, I'm married. I've been married for, I think he said, 6 years. He said, my wife doesn't want to have sex. She occasionally will go, you know, will go ahead and agree, but she just, you know, it's like she's going through the motions. She just wants to do it quickly and get it over with. But he said, but I want it, you know, a lot. So what do I do? Well, okay. So then I asked the gentleman, I said, do you have children? He said, yes. I think he said he had 2 or 3 children, okay? And so my answer is something like this, okay? My answer is something like this. And that is that, first of all, there's a difference between men and women. Women are not so much interested in sex. Men are more interested. Men are more animal, okay? A lot of men have that on their mind all the time, which is something they're going to need to look at. And as time goes by, they're going to have to mitigate their practice, see? Learn to moderate and learn to just let it go and learn to keep busy doing other things, okay? Women, especially after there have been children, a lot of women are not interested in sex, and women basically don't need sex, despite what all the media would have you believe and all the horrible, there's this new novel, I don't even want to mention its name, some new awful novel. I think they're making it into a movie now. And it's just terrible. So you have these foolish people writing foolish books and foolish novels, and then you have these foolish experts, sex experts. They don't know what they're talking about. But the truth is that women don't really need sex. Now, yes, they do need it to have children. And that's the purpose of marriage. Marriage is to raise a family, is to have a family. And marriage is also a framework within which to work out the man-woman thing. And it's also a good framework within which to learn not to be selfish. Okay? But let's focus on sex now for the time being, because that was the question. So, it's not uncommon for a woman to be less interested than a man. In fact, that's very common. Okay? What I always tell men is that they have to learn to become more fatherly. You know, when you're first married, you enjoy each other's charms. And then you have children. As the years go by, it becomes less and less important and becomes not important at all. And eventually, it may come to an end. Okay? There are many, many, there are far more marriages that are where there is no intercourse than you would imagine, and many of them are happy marriages, okay? I mean, it's just, it gets to the point where it's ridiculous to see these an older man, you know, taking these drugs, you know, which have all kinds of side effects. Just, I mean, it's kind of silly, isn't it? I mean, that's really something for youth. Grandma and grandpa are supposed to be dignified. See, grandma and grandpa are supposed to be dignified, not acting like copulating animals. You see what I mean? But so what is a man to do? Well, he must learn to be more fatherly, and he must learn that when they do have their relations. He must learn to have love, not just sex, but sex with love. Okay, because that's what the woman really needs. Is she needs the love. Okay, she needs to know he cares about her as a person, not just as an object of use. That he cares about her as a person. Got a comment or a question? Send your questions to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books, personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, at this point, I have to say goodbye to my listeners from Florida. Okay, Florida gets a 15-minute program, but the folks in Florida, this is a 30-minute program, so to listen to the whole program, you've got to go to talktoapastor.org, click on programs, and listen to the program in the archives. You can hear the whole program, get all the whole thing, okay? Now, all of you, I want you to go to my website, talktoapastor.org, and check out the meditation. Okay? It's very, very important to learn how to get out of negative thoughts, negative emotions, begin to see life more clearly, calm down, okay? And begin to flow from within. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.